This week, our art hounds have found for you a craft show in Weston, a concert for Autumn and Stowe, chances to get crafty in Swanton, and lots more. First up is Shoshana from Stowe. She has the suggestion to see award-winning musicians on stage at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center.
This concert features five award-winning musicians known for their original, innovative, inspirational, and multi-instrumental compositions. The evening promises a diversity of genres: new age, folk, bluegrass, jazz, world music, and classical. There is something for everybody at this performance.
That concert for Autumn is Saturday, October 10th at 8. Next, Diane Bell. She's a watercolor artist from Weston, and she recommends the 32nd annual Weston Craft Show.
While enjoying your Columbus Day weekend, include Weston in your plans. You'll experience exceptional arts and crafts from 50 juried artisans displaying and selling their works. This is truly a wonderful show that's happening in one of the most picturesque southern towns south of Rutland, and I know you won't be disappointed with what you'll find here.
The craft show is October 9th through the 11th at the Weston Playhouse, each day from 10 till 5. Lenore Pepe has this about the Swanton Arts Council's Crafternoons.
It is a free crafting class, and it is open to ages 16 and above at the Swanton Public Library. Our host, Judy Paxman, she specializes in upscaling unconventional materials into one-of-a-kind creations. All you need to participate is an enthusiasm and a sense of humor.
Those Crafternoons begin Friday, October 16th. Next, John Patterson from Burlington has the suggestion to go see a new play.
I wanted to recommend The Death of Rosie Callahan, a new play by Vermont playwright Jean Beckwith. The show is coherent and funny and often touching. Beckwith is truly a talented writer with a great ear for dialogue and a terrific feel for the overall dramatic flow of her work. It's exciting to be around near the birth of a worthwhile new work. I was delighted to see the play, and I think you will be too.
That new play by Jean Beckwith is on stage at Off Center for the Dramatic Arts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. David from Waterbury is next. He's an arts enthusiast, and he recommends Nano Stern.
He is absolutely fantastic. He's a Chilean singer-songwriter, super captivating. He weaves Chilean folk melodies with pop and jazz to make a sound that is guaranteed to make you an instant fan.
Chilean musician Nano Stern is on stage at UVM Recital Hall on Thursday, October 8th. If you have a suggestion you'd like to share with other VPR listeners, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating National Arts and Humanities Month, inviting Americans to explore art in their lives. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.